Hey there, and welcome back to Take One, the podcast that brings you just one well-oriented page of Talmud each day. And on today's page, Bava Metzia 28, we get a glimpse of a very special, cool place. Have a listen. The sages taught in a Baraita. There was a claimant's stone in Jerusalem, and anyone who lost an item would be directed there, and anyone who found a lost item would be directed there. This finder would stand and proclaim his find, and that owner would stand and provide its distinguishing marks and take the item. And that is the place about which we learned in the Mishnah, go and see if the claimant's stone has been obscured by the rising water. The claimant's stone in Hebrew is called the Evin Toin, or the stone of those who wander off and are a little bit lost. I imagine it like some ancient precursor to Facebook, only IRL, as the kids say, in real life. A place where everyone who seeks connection and instruction comes and hangs out. Consider what it must have been like. Hey, anyone seen my red shoes? Red shoes? I lost them 2 days ago in the Bet Midrash over there. Or, hello there, I found this bill of divorce by the wayside under the bushes. Anyone happen to have misplaced one? It's a really charming scene, but it only brings into sharper relief what we're getting so direly wrong about life today. The Evin Toin, after all, was a real place in the physical world, and if you wanted interaction, you had to show up in person. If you did, you would meet other human beings who were there for similar reasons and could conduct your transactions, all that lost and found business, fruitfully and joyfully. The internet, and social media in particular, flattened all this corporeal beauty into a fast and facile metaphor. Sure, we tell ourselves, just as people once huddled by the claimant's stone, they gathered around in WhatsApp groups or on Facebook pages. We no longer shout out the objects we'd lost or found in the designated meeting place, but we share our observations on X, formerly known as Twitter, or post pretty images of stuff on Instagram, or dance and opine on TikTok or something. Isn't it the same thing, just by different technological means? It hardly takes a PhD in computer science to know that the answer, alas, is absolutely not. It is not the same thing, because the point of the claimant's stone was never its centrality in connecting people. It wasn't its function. It was precisely its stoniness. That is, its being a small and hard and immovable and real object that could never be summoned with a click of a button. You had to come to it, stand by it, not by virtual proxy, but in person. And when you did, you had to share the space with others who sought to do the same. And that, right there, is Judaism's genius. We're commanded to pray in a minyan, or a quorum of 10, because a life well lived is one in which we have a great reason to leave the house every morning and go somewhere and interact with other people, some of whom we love and others we just tolerate. And we're supposed to live within walking distance to shul, our synagogues, not only so that we could observe Shabbat, but also because we understand that real community can't be built on Zoom or on FaceTime or via email or text. Real community requires stopping by for a lunch, ambling over from home to home, just dropping by from time to time, holding real space, that is, in the real world. One of my favorite conversations of all time involved chatting a few years back with a professor at an Ivy League university. You know, she told me, it takes me about 20 seconds to tell which of my students grew up in an observant Jewish household. I was curious. How could she tell? Easy, the professor said. Kids who grew up observant looked her in the eye when they spoke, because no matter the other circumstances of their upbringing, they had 25 hours each week in which they had no other choice but put down their screens and the distractions and hold space with real people in real life in the real world. In other words, for at least one day a week, every Jewish home becomes its own claimant's stone, a gathering place for humans who understand the value of being with other humans, not via some app or some platform, but in the flesh. So what are you waiting for? Put down the phone or the laptop or any other device you're using right now to listen to this episode and go hug someone you love. This has been Take One. If you enjoy the show, and I hope that you do, then you are really going to love the new book just published by me. It's called How the Talmud Can Change Your Life, Surprisingly Modern Advice from a Very Old Book. You can order it now at your local bookstore or directly from the publisher through the link in this here podcast description or through that big online store whose logo is, you know, a smile. As always, please go rate and review Take One on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. You could get your Take One t-shirts and mugs and other swag at tabletstudios.com, and you could subscribe to our weekly newsletter at tabletm.ag/Take One Newsletter. Take One is a Tablet Studios production. The show is hosted by me, Leah Leibowitz, and is produced and edited by Josh Cross, Robert Scaramucci, Quinn Waller, and Ellie Blyer. Our team also includes Stephanie Butney, Courtney Hazlett, and Tanya Singer. For more information, go to tabletmag.com/takeone or email us at takeone@tabletmag.com. I hope we have made your day a little more Talmudic.